You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a mega roadshow in support of BJP candidate from Ayodhya Lalu Singh on Sunday. The high-voltage campaign led by the Prime Minister saw a tremendous response, with people turning up in large numbers. The roadshow started from Sugriva Fort and ended at Lata Chowk via the Ram Path. It took more than an hour to cover this 2-kilometer jam-packed road as people warmly greeted the PM and the CM, voicing their support for them in this election. Along the route, people chanted slogans in support of Modi and Yogi, and both leaders also greeted the supporters with folded hands and appealed for votes by showing the lotus flower. The BJP has written to the Election Commission of India seeking action against Congress and the opposition leader, Vijay Vadettivar, for allegedly peddling lies and defaming its Mumbai North Central nominee and ex-2611 prosecution lawyer Ujjwal Nikam. Vadettivar, the leader of the opposition in the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly, purportedly called Nikam an anti-national and accused him of hiding the information that then Maharashtra ATS chief Hemant Karkare wasn't killed by Kasab's bullet during the 2611 terror attack, but fell to a bullet of a policeman affiliated to RSS. His allegations were based on the book Who Killed Karkare, written by retired police officer S.A. Mashrif. Terming Vadettivar's statements as false and not based on facts, Mumbai BJP President Ashish Shekhar claimed they were aimed at defaming Ujjwal Nikam and inciting emotions. Former President Donald Trump has sharpened his allegation that his Democratic successor has weaponized the U.S. justice system against him, comparing Joe Biden's tactics to those of Hitler's Gestapo, American media reported Sunday. The Republican 2024 presidential candidate made the remark during a private meeting Saturday with top party leaders and wealthy donors at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, according to a recording provided to U.S. media by one donor. In a 90-minute speech, Trump accused the Democrats of running a Gestapo administration, referring to the secret police force in Nazi Germany. "It's the only way they're going to win," he said. The Gestapo comment came as the campaign has begun heating up, and it follows several other Trump remarks that critics have said are dangerously inflammatory, including calling political rivals vermin and comparing immigrants to animals. His comments in Mar-a-Lago brought loud applause from the audience, which included a number of potential vice presidential picks, according to Politico. KL Rahul-led Lucknow Super Giants registered an unwanted record during their clash against Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, in the Indian Premier League at the Ekta Cricket Stadium. The Lucknow-based franchise conceded their biggest defeat margin by runs in the history of IPL on Sunday as they faced a 98-run loss against KKR. LSG's 81-run defeat against Mumbai Indians in the 2023 season of IPL holds the second place on the list. The 62-run loss to Gujarat Titans in IPL 2022 is their third biggest defeat in the T20 tournament. Recapping the game between Lucknow and Kolkata, LSG opted to field first after winning the toss. Naren's 81, combined with solid knocks from Phil Salt 32, Ankrish Raghuvanshi 32 and Ramandeep Singh 25 not out, took KKR to 235/6 in their 20 overs. Actor Bernard Hill, who delivered a rousing cry before leading his people into battle in The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, and went down with the ship as the captain in Titanic, has died. Hill, 79, passed away Sunday morning, agent Loh Coulson said. Hill joined the Lord of the Rings franchise in the second film of the trilogy, 2002's The Two Towers, as Theoden, King of Rohan. The following year, he reprised the role in Return of the King, a movie that won 11 Oscars. In one of the film's most memorable scenes, Hill's character fires up his overmatched forces by delivering a battle cry on horseback that sends his troops thundering downhill toward the enemy and his own imminent death.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.